Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 35, The Seventh Seal and the Golden Censer. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 through 5. Verse 1 reads, "When he," meaning Jesus, "opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half hour." We should understand this half hour to be a literal half hour. There's no need to symbolize this half hour. Heaven is a very noisy, worshipful place, as we have seen and will see. For there to be silence for one half hour in heaven tells me that what is about to take place is one very dramatic event. Verse 2, "And I saw seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." 3, "Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne." Now, the incense is not the prayer of the saints. The prayer of the saints was with the incense. There is a connection here. As prayers, the incense from the altar goes to the throne, or actually the incense from the censer goes through to the throne. What prayers are being talked about here? I believe these prayers are the prayers of the saints in the first part of the tribulation, because we are in the first part of the tribulation here in chapter 8, and there will be many prayers going up to heaven during those days. Verse 4, "The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of the saints, went up before God from the angel's hand." Then, verse 5, "The angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes, and lightning, and an earthquake." If you remember the sixth seal back in chapter 6, the saints under the altar were pleading with God, "When are you going to avenge our blood? These are murdered souls." It's quite possible that these prayers are the prayers of the martyred souls. It's also quite possible that these prayers are the prayers of people on earth during the first half of the tribulation. It is also quite possible that the prayers are a combination of both. Whatever the case, the prayers are now being answered. The prayers are coming before the throne. God responds to the prayers, and fire from the altar is thrown down to the earth, fire meaning judgment. The prayers of the saints in chapter 6 under the altar are now beginning to be answered. Judgment is coming. We're coming to the end of the first half of the tribulation, and once we get these trumpets underway and out of the way, comes the last round of judgment, which is the last half of the seven-year tribulation period. But know for sure, the prayers concerning this time in human history will certainly be answered, as we see here in verse 5.